Get Up Sleepyhead?
Yes, Get Up Sleepyhead.
Well, that's a departure of what they've been hearing for the last 8 weeks. My thing has been get your lazy butts out of bed.
Okay.
That's kind of been my new thing. I was like, maybe I should get a phrase going, like for 2020.
Oh, that's funny.
Number one for new country and fun, it's the B Morning Coffee Club.
The perception is I'll spend 10,000 hours if that's what it takes. So I did the math. That's about 400 days. That's a fling. You're a fling. The song, they say, like, oh, we'll be forever and ever.
It's a fling.
But it's a little, it's 14 months. I can't even tell you how many 14-month relationships I've had. Oh.
Okay, we don't need to go down that road. How many other people took the time to figure out how many days that was?
If you don't have someone to spend that 10,000 hours on, you got to fill your time doing something.
That's a good point.
And musical word problems seem to be how I do it. He had the best tweet ever. Because, you know, Maren announced their pregnancy with this beautiful Annie Leibovitz photo shoot.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And he just tweeted out, my boys can swim, baby herd 2020.
Stop! No, he did not.
That was just...
You men.
Oh, my God. I would have slapped him. Really?
God, that's so something my husband would do.
Every time I hear that song, I imagine Old Dominion releases a follow-up to Hotel Key. Like a part two. To where he finally, you know, he's all in love. He just met this girl. He goes over to her house, and he finds a stack of hotel keys.
She keeps everyone's hotel key.
He wasn't the only one. I decided to make for a compelling country song. One of my Facebook friends drives for Uber. He had a fare that was Justin Moore. Where in Henrietta do you think Justin Moore dined?
Golden Corral.
Denny's.
Well, you know what, though? You can go to any Denny's, and you know what you're going to get, and you know what it's going to taste like. So I can see why he would go to a Denny's.
Oh, my gosh. Why is he having to take an Uber?
Why
do we not have someone who's driving him around so he can eat? Poor guy.
Well, that's a good question. I didn't think about that.
Welcome to town. Yeah, good luck getting around.
Y'all should have heard these two. These two during the music, I'm over here trying to listen to Luke Combs, right? One of my favorite artists. And they're telling stories of the Ronald McDonald House sale like I would hunting stories with my buddies.
It is hunting.
Terry's like, so I was there, right? I was sitting there.
Out of nowhere comes this.
I didn't even know I needed it. So there I am with my three bags of goods, and I'm headed down this hallway. A hallway I never thought would end. And I was saying...
Some mist, some fog, and then the skies will brighten. There'll be a chill in the air. It's like a poet wrote this forecast in a high 54 degrees. Marty Snyder's, right?
A poet's reading it. That's all I'm concerned with.
I know. I feel like a kid in one of your classrooms. Are you going to read it?
Was that Elton? Or is that like a new updated version?
No, and all the old, like Elton and crew, they are throwing shame all over this new one.
Shade.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. Shade. Dang.
We appreciate your effort, though. We really do.
Food, have you seen my loofah? Food. It's right next to the shower gel. Oh, I got it, but thank you, honey. You do realize there's a storm going on outside. I'm sorry, what's that? There's a storm going on outside. I can't hear you. I'm dying. Marley!
It is horrifying.
What's the matter with you?
It's rude.
And scene.
The B Morning Coffee Club on 92.5 WBEE.